Hello. That moment, between you getting your 5-minute call to walk on stage and delivering your first words, are the most fearful. They are the most scary part of public speaking for anyone. Anyone who ever has been a public speaker has felt this fear at some point in their career. And it's accentuated in those last few moments just before you step out, when you hear your name being called. It's a leap into the unknown. It's the final push. It's you having to let go of it all and just get on with it. But that walk between you coming from backstage onto the center, preparing yourself to speak and acknowledging an audience, then allowing words to leave your body, can be terrifying. So today we're going to look at that gray area, the area where no one really talks about what happens and what we can do to appear more calm, confident, and in control. But not only that, also to be more calm, confident, and in control. Part of it is tricking the audience and yourself, and the other part is training the audience and yourself. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna start with the moments just before you walk on and what you can do, okay? So, as I walked onto the camera, it's a bit different. But I timed the journey from where my starting point was up until my stopping point by A, focusing on, before I left, where I'm going to stop. Make a decision as to where you will stand before you move. If you have the ability to see the stage ahead of your speech, that's great. Go and check it out. Go and look at it and see what it is. Don't stare at it as you're walking on again. Get used to walking to that point and plant yourself. Tip number one. Tip number two is, as you're making that walk, your first step out towards your goal, you're going to do something. You're going to time your next in-breath from leaving to arriving. So just before you start walking, you're going to get rid of all your oxygen and all your air like this. And hold it out for a few seconds. And as you walk on, you're going to fill up and take that time to breathe in the entirety of the journey from leaving backstage to your spot. Then when you've landed, you can breathe out again. Then breathe in, and it's time to speak. Okay, let's look at that one more time. You're backstage, you've been called, you've got 5 minutes. What are you going to do that 5 minutes? You're going to do some breathing exercises with the balloon breathing exercise, which we've gone through. This is going to help center you. It's going to help ground you. I trust you've already done your warm-up exercises and your articulation exercises. If not, you can do those, but it's going to be distracting. What I want you to do is focus on feeding your machine, getting that breathing system working for you. This is going to create that space and help you have a bit of resonance, and it's going to feed your body with nutrients which appear as health and talent to the audience. Getting back to that walk on again. Last moments, you breathe out completely. This will dissolve any anxiety you have. You completely get rid of it. Because oxygen is what feeds anxiety and stress in your body. So if you are feeling nervous and fearful, getting rid of the oxygen is the best way to control that. But we can't really do much without any oxygen, so we just have to hold it out as long as we can before our body tells us when to breathe in. And this is when we walk in. Timing our journey until we're planted. Breathe out. One more time. And as we're breathing out, we're timing this next out-breath as if we're throwing a ball, or maybe hitting a tennis ball. And you imagine that tennis ball that you're passing out to hit the person at the back. The time it takes for that tennis ball to hit that person at the back is the time you've got to breathe in before you say your first words. This is going to give ample time for your audience to realize you're in the room and to take in you. We've gone through neutral stance before, so I'm assuming when you've walked in, you've stood in your neutral stance. feet parallel, hip width apart, pelvis tucked under, leaning on your weight and all over your feet, not just your toes or your heels, relaxing your belly, lifting your chest up, shoulder blades down, head up, then relaxed. Let's go through it again. We breathe out just before we walk on. We start to walk, we breathe in, timing our journey until we get. We plant ourselves, we start to breathe out, we're standing in neutral, we've thrown the ball out to the person at the back. By the time it reaches them, we are ready with our first word. Hi. Whatever it is. So what's happening here? Essentially, getting rid of our breath is stopping our anxiety. So we're taking the oxygen out of our body, which feeds anxiety. And then the breathing in, something happens physiologically to our audience and ourselves. When you see someone inhaling, they are growing, they are expanding. They are literally feeding nutrients into your body. You are literally feeding nutrients into your body. And on a psychophysiological level, humans read that. They can see that. It appears as if you are stronger. You will appear more vibrant and more full of life because you are in the process of growing. Breathing out, walking on. Breathing in, plant yourself. Breathe out, throw the ball, breathe in, and speak. It's as simple as that. Now, what happens if we are very stressed, and we've got tension in the body, and maybe we start getting some jitters, or we don't know what to do with our hands, or we don't know what to do with our feet, or we're moving around? Here's what you can do. To appear stronger and to ground yourself in the moment, you're going to make sure that your knees are slightly unlocked, and you're going to push your feet as hard as you can into the floor. Now, this is hard to do if you're not pushing the other way, but that's what you're going to focus on. Pushing your feet directly down into the floor will anchor you and give you the appearance of being stronger. Some people, I've seen actors who push their thumb and politicians who speak like this, so not to point, but also they're quite tight in their hand and they're putting the tension into their hand. However, I don't like showing the tension, so I put it into my feet. And you can keep everything else relaxed, pushing down, pelvis tucked under, but relax your belly, relax your shoulder blades, and you can speak gracefully because no one's really looking down at your legs. They're looking at you, your face, and your hands. So by pushing your legs down, you can take the focus away from the tension that could be elsewhere, from tensions that could creep up to other places. Now remember, these are tools, not rules. You take what works for you and you practice using them until you develop a system for yourself. Some people walk on and they go power poses before they walk on. But again, you're feeding yourself anxieties. You're trying to take in too much oxygen and you're running on with such energy that you're not really present in the moment and you're not accepting the audience. You're not taking the time to take them in. And what happens is with this technique, breathing out, breathing in as you walk, breathing out as you throw the ball, breathing in and then speaking. You've given yourself enough time for the audience to see you, and you've given yourself enough time for you to acknowledge the audience. And that's very important. They like to be acknowledged. It also gives you just the right amount of time to prepare yourself to speak and gauge what the mood is, how many people there are. Who looks friendly? Who would you like to avoid eye contact with? Now, there's three ways that you can start your speech. In fact, there's infinite ways, but there's three ways that I'm going to introduce to you. One is the Tony Robbins rock and roll style speaker going, "Hey, yeah, how you doing?" But I don't really agree with that. However, bringing that much energy into a room is great. It really does lift people if they're in the mood for being lifted. But if they're not, then it might just put people off and some people will switch off automatically. So if there's three main ways, I'm sort of discounting that one for now, and I'd like to focus on the other two. One is gearing up, and two is a dramatic pause. Gearing up essentially goes like this. "Hi, my name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to talk about this. What we're going to do here is talk about public speaking, and I'm sharing with you the information that I have." I started very slow, first gear, and then I picked up speed gradually, and then I got to a speed which was relatively quite fast, fine for me. However, everyone was with me because they sped up, they're listening with me. So ramping up, gearing up, changing gear will allow your audience the time to catch up with you, and then you can fly off. But start at a place where people are listening. Now, the way we can practice this is by counting to 20. And when we get to 20, we want to be in gear 6 or 7. But we need to start in neutral. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Now, you got to 20 because you were in the car with me as I was driving. We are all together, so I can get to speeds and I can speak fast and have lots of energy, but I need to slowly get there. And that's what I want you to practice. Practice it a bit with numbers, but also practice it with your speech. When you've developed your speech, start off slow. You can add the dynamics in later, but at the beginning, you have to take people on the ride with you. Now, the second method is quite similar. Only we say the first word or phrase, add a dramatic pause, and then we're off. Introduce the first question, the first phrase or first word, wait to see the audience has heard it, and then we carry on our way. Like this. I'll do it again with numbers. 1. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. You see, that big pause after my first statement or my first number gave me enough opportunity to scour the room and see when everyone was connected and had heard it. And once they heard it, then I could go off at my own pace. So these are the two methods. Gearing up, and the dramatic pause after the first phrase. Your first phrase might be a question. So if we had a question like, who here would like to learn public speaking? I think I'd start with the first two words. Who here would like to learn public speaking? So let's run through the whole thing again from being backstage to getting up and saying your first sentence. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Darren McStay. Breathing out. See my spot on the floor. Time my breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Throw out the tennis ball. Take in my audience with this next breath. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And breathe. You can always drop your belly in and breathe. If at any point you lose your words or forget what you're going to say, all you need to do, relax your belly and your knees and spend a couple of seconds with this balloon exercise. The breathing balloon exercise. Forget trying to find the words. The words are there. If you know what you're saying, you've practiced this, the words are there. You need to disconnect from the words. Refocus on your breath, and you'll find the words will come back when you connect with your action. But we're going to go through actions in another part of the course. Practice these how and whenever you can. Practice this walking on. Try different spaces. Try it at small spaces. Try a small space such as me walking onto the camera. Try a larger space such as a corridor or your living room. And if you can, try and walk across a car park and do the same thing. Different spaces will require a different amount of pause and a different amount of timing. If you have a long 10-20 meter walk onto stage, you've got to slow that breath down as you're breathing in. It's a long walk. So you might want to walk quicker and breathe in slower to time it correctly. Also, if it's a really short space, just need to go let the air drop in. And if it's a small space with a small amount of audience, this tennis ball isn't going to go far. But I don't want you to rush your breathing. But if it's a really big arena, this ball is going to take a while. You've got to think of the people at the back when you're passing that ball out. So remember, these are the tools, not the rules. You need to take them and practice to learn how it works for you and what works for you.